Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, today we're going to be talking about evaluations. And I know that the word has a scary connotation, but what we're really talking about is, how do you know when you're making progress? How do you know if something's working, both in your business, your career, and your life?
I think a lot of it comes down to setting goals on paper and setting up some type of a tracking system so that you can monitor yourself. Number one, a combination of that and accountability. If you're working towards something, let other people know so they can kind of work with you on this and kind of check up on you to make sure things are going well, because nobody ever accomplished major things by themselves. So involve other people.
That's very true. And setting up a tracking mechanism is very important, because again, otherwise you don't know when you've achieved your goal. And when we talked about goal setting earlier in the podcast, we talked about SMART goals, and the M in SMART goals was measurable. You need to have a way to measure what it is you're doing. So I always use the example of losing weight. If you just say, I'm going to lose weight, well, technically, if you lose an ounce, you've done it. But you need to say, I'm going to lose, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, however much it is. And you need to have an actual number to aim at. This way you know, okay. To date, I've lost 2 pounds, so I'm making progress. Oh, I gained a pound. I went back the wrong way. You need to have your goals specific enough so that there is a measure. There's a way to track your progress.
Yeah, and it's also very, very important, though, to have the steps set up so that you can achieve that. You're not going to go on a crash diet and lose weight and maintain that weight loss. But if you set yourself up on a program where you're starting to take a walk every day, or you're not eating junk food and that kind of stuff, and you do this on a daily basis and can really declare a daily victory in doing this, you know that you're going to start losing the weight, and the proof is in the tracking mechanism, because you're going to see that going off. But it's so important to set yourself into a daily routine. To make sure, especially things like weight loss and that kind of thing happen.
All right. An excellent example of that is the Fitbit. So many people are using these smartwatches, and it tracks how many steps you take. And it sets up specific goals for steps per day. So you know you need to take this many steps, and you have this much time to do it in. And it tracks your progress.
Yeah, and actually, if you're working for larger companies, there are actually insurance incentives and this and that or whatever for you actually proving the results on that. I know that my wife, who works at the Hartford, did that for a while. She was actually tracking her steps and so on and so forth. And a really funny side story is one day she forgot to bring that thing there, so she made me put it on, and I was just stepping backwards and forwards at my desk to kind of get the weight up. Don't listen to that, Hartford, but it was pretty funny. So both of us lost weight that day. There you go.
But the point is, you need to have a way to track it. And to track whatever your goal is, it starts with setting the goal up properly. Now, of course, you've got tons of different metrics you can look at depending on what your goal is and what you're doing. I mean, if you're working on a website, you can use website traffic as a metric. If you're working on social media, you can use Facebook likes or shares, or, there's many metrics you can use. But the key is figuring out which of these actually matters to you. Like, I've worked with clients on marketing campaigns. And they've come to me and they go, oh, it's going great. We've got 8,000 Facebook likes. And I've asked them, okay, that's great. You've got 8,000 Facebook likes. But how many of them have actually contacted you to become a customer? if you're running a business, you know, Facebook likes are all well and good, but they're not going to pay the bills. The trick is, how do you turn them into a customer? So the metric I had them look at is a conversion rate. How many of these Facebook visitors did they convert to customers? So using the right metric is very important.
Yeah, it's also a good idea to set up a couple of different ways to try and get the business in. So in tracking the results of each method that you're using, I mean, this goes way back as far as big advertisers and so on and so forth. You try a few different commercials and see which one is drawing the most traffic in there. And in smaller business, what's effective and works, keep doing that. But also you have to keep changing things too, because the times are changing quickly too. We've talked about that quite a bit.
Absolutely true. You need to be able to test what you're doing to make sure it's meeting your goals. In terms of web advertising and websites, they call it A/B testing, where you're sending out two different campaigns or have two different websites set up, and you send it to different audiences and you see how each one performs. By testing what you're doing, you get to see, okay, this is getting me closer to my goal, this isn't getting me closer to my goal. So it's very important to keep an open mind and say, okay, now how can I do this better? This looks like it's working, but maybe we can improve it a bit. But yep. all of it is about measuring what's happening.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about networking quite a bit too. And one of the biggest, most important things that people should be doing is preparing their commercials based upon what their value added is and that kind of thing. And it's so important to have a few of those prepared and to track your results on that. This is one of the things that was taught in B&I, is that if you prepare several different commercials, see which ones are working and bring those back periodically. So it's really important when you're out there in a networking atmosphere too, because the biggest reason that most people fail in networking, number one, is that they don't prepare commercials ahead of time. And number two, if they do, they're not tracking which ones are doing well and which ones aren't. So it's an ongoing process when it's coming to that too, because networking is just another form of business promotion.
That's absolutely true. Whatever you do, you need to have a measurement set up to figure out if it's working and if it's getting you closer to your goal. In terms of networking, it can be, you know, how many follow-up appointments did I set using this? How many people came over to me to say, oh, hey, you know, I was interested in your commercial. I want to find out more. You have to figure out what metric to use to get closer to your goal. Now, business people are inundated with metrics, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're using the right ones. From accounting programs to web statistics to customer service metrics, there's a ton of measurements out there, but there's some basic things that you have to keep in mind. And it's what metric is important to your business or to your goal. I had a conversation one day with representatives from Yelp. And if you're not familiar with Yelp, it's a local directory site. They have directories all over the country to help people find businesses that are right near them. Well, they were trying to sell me on an advertising package. And they were giving me all of these metrics about how successful they are getting customers that are in a 2-mile radius from your location. Now, if you're a restaurant, that's fantastic. If you're a retail store, that's great. I run a coaching and consulting business. My clients are all over the country. A 2-mile radius means nothing to me. So if I had gone by their metrics, Oh, yes, this advertising will work well for my business. Except their metrics weren't applicable to my business. So you have to be aware of what the metrics are measuring and do they matter to you? And of course, there's also tons of financial metrics. And most people, especially small businesses, look primarily at profit and loss. Did I make money? Did I lose money? And that's important. However, it's not the whole story, and you have to use other metrics to make sure things are going well.
Especially in business. I mean, obviously profit and loss is important. However, if you sold $1 million and you owed 900,000 of that for the last 6 months, you're
Right.
so you have to monitor cash flow very, very importantly. It's more important really than profit and loss to run a business in most cases.
That's exactly where I was going with this. I have had many clients come to me, say, "I don't understand. I mean, we're making money, but we're not succeeding. I can't pay my bills." It's like, because they weren't tracking cash flow. It's like, yes, they sold the services, but they hadn't gotten paid for them yet. So they had laid out the money and the time, but they weren't getting it back in. And before they were getting that money in, other bills were coming due. Cash flow is a major metric for any business to track.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a lot of people know out there, I do have an accounting degree, and there are two methods of accounting. And for business purposes, for profit and loss, the first one is called accrual accounting, which is basically realizing the income when you sell something and when you realize the expense without taking a look at cash. But the cash basis is actually when you get paid and when you spend the money. In a lot of cases, that is very, very different. And for tax purposes, most of the time you're going to get taxed on a cash basis also. So while it's important to have a handle on how your business is doing from a production standpoint and monitoring expenses type thing, it's so important to monitor the cash flow at the same time. So you need to set up a system to take care of both. And if you can't do it yourself, you should have a good accountant to kind of keep a handle on that for you.
And that also brings up an important point. Very often, it is so much easier to have somebody else measure the metrics. Because let's face it, as no matter how hard we try, we all have our personal biases. And I mean, I'll go back to using the weight loss example. I have to lose 10 pounds. Well, this week I lost 0.9 of a pound. I'm going to count that as a pound, okay? Because, that's my bias, because I want to feel that I've made more, progress. However, my doctor may not look at that way. If the weight loss is medically necessary, he's going to look at every ounce differently. It's a good idea to have somebody else look at your metrics, look at what you're measuring and how you're progressing. It can be a professional, like an accountant in the terms of financial metrics. It could just be a friend or a coworker if it's a personal goal. Somebody to hold you accountable, bounce ideas off of, and say, "Look, you said you were going to do this, but you haven't really made that much progress."
Yeah, the accountability side is so huge. And many instances, if you have a good accountant, he can set up a system for you to monitor that. But it really is important to check in with that person or, an advisory board or whoever you're working with as a business to run these results by. Because otherwise, it's just you and yourself, and you can get away with whatever you want to get away with, which most times will not lead to progress.
And we've all had situations where, when left to our own devices, we'll either do what's easiest rather than what'll actually work, or what we feel like doing that day. I mean, let's face it. Again, I keep going back to the weight loss example. If you make plans, you're going to exercise every morning. You know there are mornings that the alarm goes off and you're like, I just don't want to do it today. I just, I'll exercise tomorrow. And you hit snooze, you roll over. If you do it once, not a big deal. If it becomes a regular basis, you've kind of given up on the goal. So it's important to have somebody else help you through both measuring and motivation.
Yeah, and if you have an accountability partner, somebody that is doing his or her own thing while you're doing your own thing that you can go back and forth with from time to time, it's a really, really good thing to have because that way, at least you have somebody that you're talking to and both of you are working towards goals and so on and so forth. And having a little bit of accountability is so important.
Now, we mentioned about finding the right metrics. And again, the right metrics depends on what it is you're actually trying to accomplish. Well, that in itself goes back to something we had discussed previously, which is why are you doing it? The goal is a what, but choosing the right metric can also depend on why you chose that as your goal. Again, using the weight loss example, you've decided you want to lose weight. Well, why did you decide that? If you decided it because your doctor told you you're 20 pounds overweight and it's bad for your health, your metric is going to be those pounds. However, if you made that decision because you've got your 25-year reunion coming up and you want to fit into a smaller suit, then the pounds aren't the right metric. Inches are, because you want to lose inches off your waist and fit into the new suit. So it's the same goal. I want to lose weight, but how you measure it depends on why you're losing the weight. So you really have to understand the why behind your goal.
And
Why
that,
is it that that goal is important to you?
yeah, I mean, and as you mentioned, I mean, it could be the weight thing, but it's really important. You mentioned the shape too, and a lot of times you may not be losing as much weight as you thought you were going to lose pound wise, wherever you may be looking much, much better than you did before and getting compliments and so on and so forth. And remember out there that muscles weigh more than fat does. So in a lot of cases, you may be not losing as much weight as you thought you were. However, if you've been going to the gym and so on and so forth, you're looking really, really good. And to me, that's a whole lot more important health-wise also, metabolism and that kind of thing. So there's a couple of different ways, and don't get hung up on one or the other. But if you're making progress, you're going to see it just in the way you look.
Right. So you need to figure out why this goal is important to you, because that's going to help you decide how you measure it. Now, once you've figured that out, you need to stick to a measurement. You can't switch halfway and expect to maintain the momentum towards your goal. And I mean, little changes can make big differences. And I will use as an example the Mars rover program that NASA did a number of years ago. NASA made all of their calculations and everything was set to go. And the rover gets to Mars and crashes headlong into the surface of the planet. Because when they were doing the planning, they did everything in feet. But when they actually executed, they did everything in meters. And those are not the same measurement.
No, it isn't.
That measurement caused a catastrophic failure, causing the ro Mars rover to crash into the planet instead of land. You need to keep your metrics steady. If you start with a metric, you need to follow through. Now, you can add metrics, but you always need to make sure that you've been consistent along the way.
If you are working on other projects, I mean, sometimes if it's a weight thing, that's pretty simple as far as taking a look at what the metrics are. However, if you're doing a larger project at work or something, say you're trying to increase productivity and so on, and you have a shop that's full of machinery and so on, and you're identifying where the constraints are and so on and so forth, that's something where you're going to be tracking probably several things. You know, number one, you'd identify where the constraint is and try and increase capacity there to speed the whole process up and monitor that. But by doing that, once that's going, you might find another constraint. So sometimes things are more complicated where you do have to adjust along the way. And sometimes if it's a weight loss thing, it's simpler to monitor things. And that's why it's really important to break things down when you're starting. So you look at all the what ifs ahead of time and you can plan on adjusting or monitoring things for the purpose of adjusting if you have to.
Right. As projects get more complicated, you do require more metrics. Now, this also can result in another situation where some metrics are progressing towards the goal very well, but other metrics are lagging. So you need to be able to identify what's working for each metric and what isn't working and why, and also figure out if it should be lagging. When people talk about the economy, they talk about lagging indicators and leading indicators. And all that means is that some indicators increase before an economy gets really good, some increase after the economy starts getting good. You can't look at a leading indicator and figure out what already happened because it's predicting what's about to happen. And if you're looking at a lagging indicator, That's telling you what's already occurred. So you don't want to make forward-facing predictions based on lagging indicators. You need to understand how your metrics interact with each other, with your goal, with your why. If you don't have that set, and most of it should be set right from the start, but if you don't have that set, you're going to face a lot of confusion later on over whether or not you're making progress.
Yeah, the foundation up front is so important. You have to have that laid out.
So we've talked about making sure your measurements match your goals. But what kind of measurements are there? What do you need to look at? And again, once you figure out your goal, there are tons of ways to measure, especially when you're dealing with a small business. Because you have customer satisfaction metrics, you have financial metrics, you have employee engagement metrics. Now, some of these are related. You're never going to have strong customer service metrics if you have weak employee engagement metrics. By the same token, it's very difficult if those metrics are bad for your financials to be good, although it is possible. It's really not sustainable, though. So you have to look at all the different types of metrics and figure out what is it that you are measuring. Are you looking at the financial health of your business? Are you looking at how sustainable your business is? Are you looking at, you know, how much waste you're creating? There are hundreds of different metrics, and no one set of metric is ideal for every situation. You need to be able to identify what metrics to use. And that's going to take some research when you're starting out.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the e-myth and other things as far as the business goes, but you definitely have to take a look at all those different things because, as you mentioned, you have to have good employees and customer engagement strategies, not just good employees. It's not just going to happen, but you have to lay out these systems ahead of time and track the results of them. And it's a combination in a business. You have to look at customers, you have to look at your own employees, you have to look at sales, you have to look at cash flow. So there's several different things that you have to be tracking at the same time to make sure that you have a business that's running properly. And it does differ from industry to industry and what's important to you, but they do have to be set up and monitored.
Right. And a business is a very complex organism. And because of that complexity, it takes a lot of different metrics to measure what's going on. Now, if you're working on your personal growth, that can be broken down a lot simpler. What is your ultimate goal? I want to learn a new language. I want to lose weight. I want to increase the number of books I've read. Whatever it is, for personal growth, you can use much simpler metrics than you can in a business. However, those same metrics from businesses can be adapted to your entire life. I mean, certainly all of the financial metrics that run in a business, you can run those same financial metrics on your life. Using salary, your salary as income, costs as expenses, the same metrics can adapt to different situations. As long as you're aware of what you're measuring and you make sure it's the correct metric.
Yeah, and we have talked a lot about personal strategic planning too. I mean, business, it's pretty simple. You have to plan for your business growth as far as business development, how you're going to get it done, and profitability. But on the personal side of things, it's a whole lot more than just your profession, and that's why it's so important to find out your personal why, what gets you out of bed every day, things to shoot for besides business, besides professional things, could be vacations, could be family time, and so on and so forth. And these are things that need to be tracked as part of your whole personal picture, as you were saying. So, it's got to be put all together.
Right. If a major goal for you is to spend more time with your family, the metric you should be using is how much time. And you should actually measure when you spend time with your family and make sure you're putting in that time, if that's your goal. But you do need to measure your goals, whether they're personal, whether they're business, if it's personal growth, if it's business growth, whatever it is. You don't know if you've succeeded if you don't measure it. So we're coming up on our time here. Chip, what would you say is the big takeaway you want our listeners to have this week?
When it comes to goal setting, write down what your goals are and set up the measurement systems ahead of time and have them in writing so you know exactly what you're tracking and make sure that you keep to it.
That's an excellent point. My takeaway for this week is to make sure you're measuring what matters. There are so many different measurements out there. Some of them may make you feel great, but they may be irrelevant to what your goal is. So make sure you're measuring the right things. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. We're available every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on demand on the podcasts app and the Apple iTunes store. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.